Good morning. It's 8:16. I'm Peter Apathy, and I'm in the studio this morning for a live local interview with a couple of folks, Jackie Farrow and Ellen Frankenstein. Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Halloween.
Yeah. Happy Halloween. But this is not a Halloween-themed interview.
It has some trick-or-treating elements to it.
Is that true?
Maybe.
So we're here to talk about a project that these two folks are working on, a video documentary project called 14 Miles. And I'm going to start with Ellen and ask you to just to give a little bit of an overview of what we're here to talk about today.
14 Miles is an experiment. It's a series. Over the next year, we're going to be releasing two films a month about and with the community. And we're kind of hijacking your social media feed.
Hijacking a social media feed. Okay, what does that mean?
What it means is I was doing a project before called Frankentweet about our relationship to technology using my name.
Frankentweet.
Yes, and okay. I realized it was kind of a dead end. And I also have a background in anthropology. And I decided, post-election, where I was beginning, there was so much controversy and so much tension. Well, why couldn't I do a local project that used that kind of energy about online culture and social media and look local? How are we? What's going on with this community now? What is it like to live here in this kind of crazy time? And see how many people we can get involved in the process, engage them.
Okay, so Jackie, you don't live here. So this
I'm living here now, but I am a temporary resident, yes.
So how is it that you're a temporary resident?
I'm part of the Sitka Winter Fellows program, so I'm living on the Sheldon Jackson campus and working at the university for 9 months. I arrived in August, and I'll be here through May.
And you're part of an ongoing fellows program?
Yeah, this is the fourth year.
Okay. And so how did you end up connecting with Ellen on this project?
Ellen reaches out to the fellows, so that was part of it. And then also I know of some people who have worked with Ellen before, and it was connected to a documentary filmmaker in New York, which is where I'm from, who had just happened to be in Sitka for a year previously and had worked a bit with Ellen. And so then he connected us via email as well.
Mm-hmm. Super. Well, welcome.
Yeah.
Well, welcome.
Thank you.
So I have to confess, I have not seen these episodes. You do have three episodes of this.
Yes, three so far.
Series.
And I got to say, we were shocked. So I posted it on Facebook, 14 Miles. And then I really nervously posted the first episode on Sitka Chatters. And I thought, whoa, I was really sweaty. I was really nervous. And they're captions. So you can if that helps you, or if you're at work or your kids are crying, it comes up captioned. But anyway, we just kept watching and watching. And now on the first episode, there's 26,000 views, 488 shares, people commenting. I just was coming back on the plane last night. People were going, 14 miles, 14 miles. I'm like, whoa. And that's kind of what I want to do, is I want people to talk to us and think about these and then the episodes, it's episodic, playing again. Like, I know many people have that episodic reflex, and some characters will reappear, but it's not like a crime story. You know, it's not like watching Walking Dead,
I'm sure it's not like watching Walking Dead.
We are going to be very experimental, and we're collaborating all over the place. But should we cue up the first episode called 14 Miles?
Yeah, set the scene for this video, if you could.
Well, the thing was, part of doing this is that I've made a lot of films that have taken 2 to 5 years to make. They take me way out of town. It's great. They show on national PBS. You get to show them at film festivals. But then I thought, what don't I know about here? And somehow I got this idea about I've never driven from one end of town to the other. And so it's sort of the introductory piece.
Okay, well, let's listen. This is definitely not a Walking Dead sequence. I'm glad you were able to work in a holiday reference or a Halloween reference.
Yeah.
So here's a little bit of 14 Miles giving back.
It's beautiful. Walla Walla sweet onions, mushrooms, and custom heirloom tomatoes. Poached king salmon is what I'm serving today. Oh. Normally year round, we get about 40 to 45 people on Friday. When I first got here, I was cooking 5 days a week.
Well, that was actually episode 2.
Ah, okay.
Which is at the Salvation Army with David Kitka as he makes Alaskan Dave makes this beautiful meal that you would not expect to find the Salvation Army, and you're really glad that he's there. But let's go to episode one.
Okay.
It's called The Beginning.
And that might take me, no, I can find it right here.
Yeah, very findable.
So it's the miracle of social media,
yeah.
YouTube, et cetera. So I'm going to recue this
again,
here.
You can find this, we have a YouTube channel, it's on Facebook, it's on the Art Change website, it's on 14miles.org.
Well, clearly if I can find it, anybody can find it. If I can find it that quickly.
And then we're going to compile some and package it, and it'll be on 360 North and things
okay,
like that.
Okay, this is going to be in lots of places. So I'm looking at the very first frame of this film, and it's a close-up of fireweed, not at the end of the season. I don't see any white on top of it, and it's lots of green and showing
you got the, right
the
one.
Road. I got the right one. Thank
we're making
you.
This accessible.
Oh, okay, so here we go.
What we're doing is we're going to see if it's truly 14 miles from one end of town to the other in Sitka. I've lived here over 20 years, and I've never done it before.
Sitka is insanely beautiful.
Paradise.
Sitka is a tourist town, and we get a lot of tourists saying the same things.
This is the longest stretch of time that we've been here. Since we left 29 years ago, things seem to be more depressed. A lot of things happened since the pulp mill closed. I see.
So that's the beginning of the film, and I recognize lots of the scenes. So I've been to many of these places. What was your reaction to this, or how much? What was your involvement, Jackie, with this?
Well, this
particular
first
one.
This first piece, I did not help mm-hmm. shoot. I did a little bit of work making the music work in post-production, but a cut had basically already been put together when I first saw it. But I got connected to this pretty early in getting here, so that was actually like some of the places in Sitka I first saw by watching the first few of the series, some of which haven't been released yet, but so that was kind of cool.
I have to say it's a little distracting because I can see it in the corner of my eye, and there are all these people, all these places here, and I probably know some of the people. I could stop and say, I know who that is.
That was an interesting thing about the comments on the Facebook videos is that a lot of people will like tag people they know and be like, oh, I think that's you right here, and they'll confirm, yes, it's me.
So I did not know that you could tag a video. That's a new one on.
Oh, they'll tag their friends in the. You can't really tag a video, but you can tag a page, so you could.
Okay. And I want to say this is like the subtitle for this is 14 Mile Dispatches from an Island in Alaska, but it's meant to be used locally, but also something that can be shared, and to talk about again about the community, about living here, about all these our values, things we don't think about, things we do think about.
So you've got three episodes. What ideas do you have for some future ones? And tell me a little bit about the schedule. You've got a pretty aggressive release schedule, at least as far as I understand it.
Yeah, it's Thursdays. Every other Thursday is what we're trying to do in terms of video uploading.
Yeah.
Every other Thursday, a 3 to 4 minute episode?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
And ideas for future episodes?
Oh, so many. I mean, a lot of it's going to be potentially collaborative with different organizations, but they won't be like straight promos, but probably doing something with SAIL and youth advocates. Got different characters in town. On the list,
there are no
huge
characters in town.
There may be a one, two also about hiding and trying to be anonymous. Mm-hmm. I have a list about 25 pieces. Some things about getting by in this town, mm-hmm. maybe a piece that has to do with gentrification.
So these are not all your ideas. These are coming from lots of places.
Oh
right?
Yeah, no, people are you know, yes, people are coming up, they're interacting, they're telling us, yes. So it's participatory. So we're not sure which things we'll be working on, and we're developing them. So we have lots of seeds,
yes.
And yeah.
Yeah, so, and anyone can participate. So if you have an idea for a 14 Miles episode, please let us know.
So it's an open invitation to solicit ideas and potentially appear and be part of producing one of these episodes.
Yeah.
That's exciting. I'm gonna watch. I'm gonna make sure I watch.
And also I'm gonna say for me, it's like You know, I came, when I first moved here, a friend said, what are you going to do in a town this small? You know, like, you're going to know everybody. What, it doesn't make any sense. It's whatever. And so, but even after having been here over 20 years, and how long have you been here?
Oh, boy, 26.
Things keep changing, and there's also things you don't know, because we all are in bubbles, and there's different cultures within a community. And what?
Got about a minute left.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry. No, yep. That's okay. So Ellen, clearly very enthusiastic about that. You can reach her, of course, through any one of these social media outlets. Also, I'm going to give you your phone number.
Yep.
So people can contact her. That number is 907-738-2174. Jackie.
Yes.
Are you actively working on which one are you actively working on right now?
What is that question?
Which episode?
Which episode I'm working on? Well, I was just doing some editing work for one, and we were shooting at the Alaska Day Parade, so we're starting to maybe piece together something from that. So those are that's the episode that I'm currently trying to put something together around.
Well, I will keep watching for these, and I have to say I was aware of them. So it's
how'd you hear?
That's a good question. I don't think I know off the top of my head.
Well, that's how social media works.
Yeah, and we're going to be looking for some help to make these financially. We may be doing some crowdfunding, but go to Facebook. We want likes. We want to prove to people this is a fun way to talk about the community. And make comments, share it with your friends and your family, and stop us on the street.
Yeah, we check the page. So if people want to reach out to us about things, messaging us through the page is a super easy way to reach us. Okay. And that's a place that we'll probably post any updates about the project.
Sounds like a great project, a great idea. Thanks for doing that, and thanks for joining me today in the studio. The time is 28 minutes after 8 a.m. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka.